Highland Auto presents Make a Band. Final recap.
Brought to you by Oregon Wine Lab.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
We rock the house. Who rocks the house? We rock the house. Who rocks the house?
Rock and roll!
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
You know, I can deal with your problem, or I can rock out, but I cannot do both.
Seven groups of strangers came together to make a band. Here's their stories.
Let's get rocking!
Floor model revival.
This is a song I wrote for my wife.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We are Floor Model Revival.
That's Melody Baker right there. It's pretty amazing. And this is Lee Herrera here, shredding on the guitar. Sounds amazing.
So who came up with the name Floor Model Revival?
I believe that was our producer, Shay, was it not?
No,
it was kind of a group.
We were kind of in a group message, and we were just throwing out ideas, and the fact that we're not young, you know, we're kind of scratched and dented like a floor model. We're not fresh in the package, and we're kind of a revival of ourselves, like trying to make some music together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for me, the revival part was especially poignant because I was basically just practicing music on my own and feeling a little bit lost and kind of like, should I continue this? I don't. And this was a big shot in the arm, an awesome yes that I really, really needed. And so I felt kind of revived by these guys and working with them. So that was kind of a poignant bit of it for me, at least. I can't speak for all of you, but.
Had you guys known about your producers beforehand or worked with a producer beforehand?
I knew nothing. Jon Snow.
I knew one of our producers beforehand and had worked with her in a music project, but other than that.
No, I was in the dark, actually. I was lured with the idea of actually winning concert tickets. I had no idea that this was actually an audition. I thought it was a contest, and a friend of mine told me, you should join, and you should enter this contest, and you can win a season pass to the Cuthbert. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And when I showed up, I seen people have numbers, they're wearing numbers on their chest, and I thought, okay, this is interesting, and it turns out it wasn't actually an audition. That you have to audition in front of the producers, which is cool. You know, it was like a pleasant surprise, I guess.
How did you like the process?
Well, it was a crash course right there. So it was, I liked it because it seemed more like one of those, one of these new The Voice kind of program where if they like you, they vote on you. If not, you're out kind of thing.
Scary.
So it was intimidating, but... Boy, I was happy when I saw a light go up.
I didn't know that I was chosen, actually. I was like walking off stage and they're like, wait, come back. You were chosen. You need to talk more. But I really enjoyed the process. I thought it was intimidating at first, but it was cool. And then getting thrown into a group with people I had never met before, producers I had never met before, it was really interesting. It was sort of like... hey, nice to meet you. Let's bare our souls. Let's get naked, kind of. Like, for me, songwriting and singing and playing music is a very personal thing. And mm-hmm. So it was interesting and a little bit awkward at first. But I think it was a growing experience for all of us in that, you know, we just had to get comfortable quickly and deal with vulnerability.
So because you said... because now you're doing this process, this intimate, personal songwriting, making music process in front of everyone with people you've never met. How is that going?
I mean, I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I'm getting used to it. I think it's been fun, and I think it's been a big growing experience for me. And it's made me work harder and work smarter and be more expedient about learning music and figuring out my parts and things like that. So I think it's been good. I don't know about you guys. What have you guys thought of it?
I think it's really interesting. When we first started out, we were coming around with some covers to play. And then little by little, we decided, you know what, we need to just find our sound. And I still don't think we've actually found our sound because we have some strong songwriters that... we're throwing ideas around. We set out to be more R&B, and somehow we wound up more on this like rock funk kind of vibe thing, which is kind of cool. And we even rewrote one of Peter's songs, our bass player, and I think it's coming along great. We were just kind of throwing ideas back and forth and seeing what. There's really no direction what genre we're taking. We're just thinking of songs, individual songs, mm-hmm. making each song sound good.
Yep. We're trying to learn each other still. I mean, 6 weeks was a short amount of time for five strangers to, you know, find a sound and be able to really work together. And I think we succeeded in the fact, you know, we won some awards. And
well, we made it sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I hope, I think.
With that being said, how was that first practice? How did that first practice go?
Awkward.
Oh, yeah.
So awkward.
We just kind of got thrown together. Our producer sent us, you know, two songs to learn. And when we got there, another producer came in and said, okay, scratch this. Everybody think of a song that you really want to sing or perform or play. And it just kind of...
it went off a totally different direction. But I think in the end, that was maybe good because we were all somewhat comfortable with what we were playing or singing. I put out a song that I had written, which was kind of cool. We got to write some parts for that. But that took a long time because, again, we were just trying to get to know each other and figure out what each person was willing and able to put into it. And so the first practice definitely turned out differently than
let's say the last practice.
Yeah.
How was the last practice?
I think it went okay. Yes. Our bass player wasn't able to be there, but I think it went okay. We went through the set a couple times, and
I think the last practice before the last practice was really amazing. We were ready.
The one where we were all there.
Yeah, I think we were just ready. We had worked really hard and finally found the sound that we were looking for, at least just for the showcase. And we're rehearsing that and just getting ready. Anxious, a little nervous because we know we're going up against other great talented bands. But I think we're feeling good.
So kind of like a night and day difference there between that first one
absolutely,
and that last
one. Absolutely. Especially when you start off trying to be like an R&B band and somehow wound up a whole different genre, which is cool.
Right. And when did you guys start to feel like a band instead of feeling like five strangers in a room?
I would say for me, it was like a couple weeks in.
About the third or fourth
third
practice.
Or fourth. Yeah. Yeah. Where it was like, okay, we're starting to maybe not have a sound, maybe have a sound. I don't know. But at least feel cohesive and like we can actually listen to each other and not just... oh, I'm playing my own part kind of thing. Melody, what was your take on it?
There was this moment after Megan and I workshopped harmonies for Peter's song, the other guy who brought an original, their bass player. And when we all got together for a full rehearsal and we performed it the first time all the way through with these awesome backup vocals, it just kind of clicked. I think I left that rehearsal feeling like, oh my gosh, we're doing this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that was what, like 3 or 4 weeks in maybe?
Yeah, about a month in.
Yeah.
A lot of times musicians are when groups start, they... you know, they'll do covers or they'll do original ones just to try and get some juices flowing. Mm-hmm. Did you feel more connected to the songs that you had wrote yourselves or just music that you were covering?
Definitely the ones we wrote ourselves, I think. I mean, even the ones we covered, we put our own spin on it. So I think we're still going with the whole, let's do this, let's make it our own, whatever form revival might be. But let's make sure it's we're going to put our spin on it and it has our stamp on it.
Forward. Oh, no longer forward needing. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was Melody Baker, everyone. Tasty vocals, right? Yeah. Woo! Yes. Yes. So we are Floor Model Revival, FMR, if you want. thank you. But, man... we have just heard so many good bands tonight. I just want to make sure we give them a round of applause. Like, come on, seriously, like, oh my God. It's been so, so great to do this. Betty, Shay, thank you so much. You guys are great. Those are the producers. So this song is a song that I wrote on piano, and it was vocals and piano only. So these guys came in and kind of adapted it for
the big stage that we're on here. So they had to write bass parts, they had to write drum parts, they had to write harmonies, so they just did an amazing job. This is called Sight Beyond Sight. Yes, insert blind pun here. That's okay. So yeah, that's what this song is called. It's an original.
Did you have an idea of what your band was going to be before you got in there? Okay.
Yeah.
No. Had no idea what to think.
Like, three very strong vocalists. So I was like, well, that could either be really great or
really, like, problematic, and it was not. It was really great.
Yeah, we all kind of, you know, we got our own little spotlight song, and, you know, everybody got their spotlight, I feel.
Yeah, like. We wanted to make sure that that happened with this, especially going forward with our upcoming gigs. I don't know, you know, we'll have to have a meeting and figure out, like, what the plan is. But for the showcase, at least, we all kind of got our own song or solo or time to shine, mm-hmm. and that was nice, definitely.
Do you plan on continuing as a band?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yep. I mean, at least we won awards that, you know, we have to use as a band, and I want to. I enjoy everybody that's in the band enough that I want to see where it all goes, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love working with a band. I also do some solo stuff, and that's fun too, but I really enjoy working with a band, and especially with these guys. There's two others that aren't here right now, so they're working, but
so far, this band has proven to be like a goal-oriented band, and so, you know, we're meeting up to meet those goals, and we have a slot coming up for the Whitaker Block Party, and I think that's the next goal in mind. We're keeping that in mind, and so we're mm-hmm. working towards that goal. I think that's going to keep us focused and keep us going together and looking for the next gig and looking for the next, you know, and have a really good connection with the audience. I think we want to be one of those bands, at least we'd love to be one of those bands where we really connect with the audience and really have them feeling like they received a really good show.
Yeah, I think that's maybe one of our strong points, is that we have enough people, enough interest that people are wanting to see us succeed, and I think that's mm-hmm. important. We also have the Studio 541 thing that we're doing in the fall, so we have to stay together for that too. And I think beyond that, I would love to see us all work together.
Was there at any point in time where you just thought to yourself, this is a terrible idea, this isn't going to work?
The first rehearsal.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we were supposed to start off with, it's a great song, The Black Crows, She Talks to Angels, I love that song. But I think a couple of members didn't even know, have never probably even heard of that song. So it just wasn't gelling. It was something, you have to love something you want to do. You have to know it. You have to feel it. And not that it was a bad idea. It just wasn't gelling. And we were shooting too many different directions at that time. And I think after a while, we kind of, you know, searched for a certain sound. We said, okay, look, we have a guitar, a bass, a drum, an occasional keyboard and ukulele. What can we do with that to make this thing sound good? As opposed to what you're hearing on the radio, what you want to hear in the cover. You know, we got to produce this. We got to make this sound good. I think we started, you know, I think that's when we started looking within all of ourselves to see what we can, you know, work every little part out. Like, like Megan's song, we worked every little verse and chorus part out, you know, bit by bit, and sculpted that song. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah. There were definitely ups and downs in rehearsals. I never thought, like, oh, this is a terrible idea, I don't want to do this, but there was some concern in some rehearsals. I was like, oh, man, we're just not, I don't know, like, there was just some moments where we were just not cohesive, and that did concern me, but I think that was just part of our growing pains, and I think that's part of every band's growing pains, is just getting through those hard rehearsals, getting through all that, and staying together, and being there to support each other through all that. And I think we did it.
So you had about 6 weeks to practice, kind of get to know each other, gel, make a band. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you know, the day before the showcase, it's the day of the showcase, Sunday morning, whatever. What was your mindset going in to the Wow Hall Sunday of the final showcase?
I was a little bit nervous because I'd never played there before. And me being visually impaired, fully blind, actually, I was like, I don't know what the stage looks like. It's going to sound totally different than what I'm used to. So there were some nerves, definitely. But I was like, I was excited also. And I knew that, you know, my bandmates would take care of me up there, for lack of a better word. Like, they'd make sure everything was cool, and we had, great sound people and great producers that were there to help. So I was feeling ready. I don't know about you guys.
I went into it having worked from 2 a.m. until about 10:15 in the morning, to going straight to a parking garage and doing my hair and makeup in my car, to walking to the Wow Hall. And oddly, I was so calm. I didn't feel any... From the moment I walked in the door, it was just, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm ready. Let's do this.
I don't mean to sound cocky, but I was actually so ready for it. I was like
good.
A caged up animal that's been, I was just ready. It's like, it's been forever. Let's just do this. And I thought we were good. I think we had a really good sound, and I was going with it. We're going to attack them with our sound. And, whether they love us or hate us, we're going to have their attention. And I think we did that when we got up there. We had everybody's attention. And, man, I tell you what, when that first roar of the crowd came back, I think it was after Valerie, people just loved it. I know, it's because of the first song, really. I mean, people were just loving
it. People were
song.
Into that.
And you hear that roar, man. I haven't heard that in a while. I mean, not that many people. It felt great.
Yeah. Oh, such a stage
high. And after
high.
That, it was a party. It's like, it's like reminding me of the old times with playing in like cover bands with like Van Halen cover bands and stuff like that. It was just like, it was more of a party than an actual contest at that moment for me. And it felt great.
I was nervous up until my song, because I'd never played rhythm guitar with a band before. So I was nervous until then, and then I was like, okay, good. We're good. For that last song, I was able to kind of relax a little bit.
How fast did it go? You guys got on stage, you started playing one song, and then all of a sudden it's over, right?
Yeah, well,
that's
fast.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're used to 3-hour rehearsals, 2-3-hour rehearsals, over and over and over. Oh, stop,
and
okay.
20 minutes and you're done?
It's kind of like a wedding. Okay. You practice and you rehearse all this for a wedding, and boom, the vows are said and it's over with, and it's like, oh, we did all that for that little bit of, time, but it was, I guess, that's what you do, that's the way it works, And when it's over, it's like, wow, that was great. Not next to the on to the next goal,
Yeah.
Super awkward.
Super weird. Yeah, that was weird.
So we got Jonathan Schumann over here on the drums. And all the way on the other end of the stage, we've got Lee Herrera.
Master of the
awesome
solo.
Lead guitarist. And Mr. Peter Osborne.
You got some fans there. Speaking of fans, if you like our stuff, please, if you already have not, feel free to vote for us, because we could use the recording time. It would be great.
Go for Lee!
Woo!
Sleep and lying, making myself crazy, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me too many times.
My love, he makes me feel like nobody else, nobody else. But my love, he doesn't love me, so I tell myself.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunken alone.
Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again.
Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting nowhere. I got new rules I count on. I keep pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards. Nowhere to turn. No, now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern I never learned. I'm alone. He doesn't love me, so I tell myself. I tell myself, I do. To pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone.
Two, don't let him in, you'll have to pick him out again.
Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I've got new rules I count on.
What is the next goal? What are some? I know you mentioned the Whitaker thing that's coming up. Are you still attending 3-hour practices together?
No, not 3-hour practices.
We took a little break. We took a little break. You know, 6 weeks of hardcore rehearsing.
Yeah.
And I for one had to. I was like, gotta give me at least a week. Yeah. I need to sleep.
We have plans to meet up as a full band on, I think, the 20th. I don't know. I want to meet up before then, but I'm also, the pollen's killing me, so I can't really sing right now either. So, but yeah, we will be rehearsing definitely pretty intensely, I think, for that Whitaker Block Party event.
And hopefully and also, have a few gigs before that. I mean,
I would love to, yeah.
I would love to.
And incorporate more songs. We don't quite have a full set to play, so we need to workshop more.
But lots music. Of ideas. We have lots of music with no lyrics, and we have lots of people have lyrics, so it's just a matter of time.
We have lots of songwriters, like three songwriters, four songwriters. And, you know, those are the ones that take the most time, are the originals, I think, because you have to make up bass parts that aren't there and make up drum parts and make up guitar parts and backing vocal parts. And so that'll take some time. And so I think we'll be working pretty intensely once we start again, which will hopefully be soon.
Why don't you guys each introduce yourself and then say what you did for Floor Model Revival.
I'm Melody Baker, and I was one of the co-lead singers.
I am Charming Tempests / AKA Megan Smith, and I was a co-lead vocal, keyboards, ukulele, guitar, that's it, I think. Did I miss anything? No. Songwriter, also.
My name is Lee Herrera, and I was chosen to be, I was picked to be the guitar, to play both the rhythm and lead guitar in World War Revival. I'm very honored to do so.
And there's one, do you have a bass player that was unable to attend, right?
Yep. Peter Osborne, he plays the guitar and the bass, but he played bass for us for the showcase. And then John Schumann was our amazing drummer.
And they also like did all the sound setup mm-hmm. for us and the drum setup, of course, and they worked pretty hard, so.
Where can we keep tabs on Floor Model Revival? Have you guys created a Facebook page?
Yes,
or?
Yes we have a Facebook page.
And also, I guess 541 Productions will probably be under their wing right now. Shay has been lovely. She's been helping us out.
Shay Hardy Baker with Studio 541 Productions.
So between the Facebook page and the 541 Productions, you should be able to keep up with us, and hopefully there'll be more static coming up, because we're going to try to make some more vibes and more sounds and try to create a vibe and get people to like us and like our page and perform out there and have a little, create a little buzz going.
I don't think we have to get people to like us. We're pretty likable.
Next stop, Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Word.
Well, cool. So, overall, what was your was the general experience you had in Make a Band? Did you like it? Would you do it again?
Yep,
definitely.
For me, I was a contestant or whatever in the original, the first Make a Band, and that Make a Band to this Make a Band has been an insane leap. It's grown so much, and I feel I had grown from the time that, but yeah, it's just been an amazing experience.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. I met some awesome people. Not only my bandmates who are great, and who I love, but producers and other musicians from other bands. And I just think it was a great networking experience as well. And it got me playing again. It got me really serious again and feeling like it was something I could do. So I definitely enjoyed it.
It's been a surprisingly wonderful experience for me. I moved here on a whim from Dallas, Texas, kind of changed my whole life thing and get back to what I really love. I left the big corporate job, Hilton, I was with them for many years. And decided to come over here and didn't even know what this Make a Band thing was really all about. But it's been a crash course in meeting people and getting into the music scene here in town, which was exactly what I wanted to do. So it's proven to be very helpful in that aspect. And now there comes a wonderful thing that you have a band now and you have support and you have people pushing you and wanting to take you to the next level. And I'm all about it. And I love my bandmates and we're ready to write some new music and really become a band. Do this thing.
Cool. Any final things you want to share?
Thank you to everybody, to all the supporters. Thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you, 102.3. Everybody supporting us. We're very grateful, and we're not going to let you down. We're going to keep going and do as much as we can. Just want to say we love you.